All right, so now we're going to talk about the number one thing when it comes to school is how to pay for it, right? Money.
We said, man, it's the biggest financial decision that they're going to make. And they have, especially high school students, they got about 3 years. And that you're making that decision at 18. Like a lot of people won't get approved to get a loan for a house. They probably won't. They may not get approved to get a loan for a car, but they will get approved for student loan.
Nah, student loan is real. And it's something, like I said, once again, I was fortunate not to have student loan because I had a scholarship, but I have a brother and sister, and they both have student loan. I think they're both still paying on their student loan.
I'm still paying myself, my brother.
And they both older than me. Yeah. But student loans is real. Financial aid is definitely real. All that is real. So,
and you can't escape it. No filing for bankruptcy on student loan.
Oh, they're going to want their money. Yeah. Rain, heat, rain, sleet, hail, snow. You know that. They're going to want their money. That's rain, sleet, hail, snow.
Sally Mae worse than 50 Cent, man.
I heard up. Gavin, thank you.
So, but like, what's some hacks that parents, because a lot of parents listen to our podcast and you know, might have children in college or children getting ready to go to college. What's some hacks that and even children or young adults can use to minimize the cost of college?
One of the big hacks for high school students is taking college courses while you're in high school. Now, some high schools and some districts provide that, and they're called like articulation agreements. Another fancy word, another fancy higher ed word. But they're called articulation or dual agreements or partnerships, where a lot of community colleges now and some four-year schools are trying to build upon their enrollment. So what they're doing is they're allowing high school students to start taking classes at a lower rate or for free. So that's something to really look at in your area, your region, your district, especially within the community colleges. Your kids can take some of those level 100 courses at a lower rate.
How do they go on campus to do that?
You can go on campus. So you can call, what you can do is you can call, most colleges have what they call like a pre-college program, pre-summer program, summer academies, and look inside of some of those programs, those summer camps, and maybe don't send your kid to maybe a sports camp in the town. You send them to a business academy camp at, like, let's say a Pace University, and then they can potentially get credits for class while they're at that camp. So that's a way to kind of look at it. I would look at your local community colleges first. Give them a call. A lot of them do allow high school students to take classes on Saturdays and at night. So that's something that you can definitely look out for. And you can go in as what they call another fancy college word, like a non-matriculated student.
That's a good word. Yeah. I know that word.
I think another thing too is to just be honest about going to community colleges. So community colleges are way less expensive than 4-year institutions are.
Right.
And so if your student is not fully prepared, because they just don't know. I mean, at 18, you just may not know. And at 18, I thought I was going to be a high school basketball coach teaching English classes in my old high school. And that's what I thought I was going to do. Right. And I went into college thinking that that was the plan. And I realized that I didn't want to do that at all about 2 years into the game. And so I don't know if community college was particularly for me, but I paid for those 2 years, and I paid a lot of money for those 2 years. And for some people who are just not quite sure if they want to go to college or if this institution is, go to a 2-year and bang out 2 years of college that are going to be a lot less expensive, and then succeed at those 2 years, and then you can get into whatever school you want. I mean, Harvard is giving away full scholarships to students who excel at a community college, as are so many other excellent institutions. So, you know, I think that's another way to minimize some of the costs. And another thing I wanted to add is alumni offices are a secret, hidden money giving a space. It's called advancement, at most universities, but your alumni offices are always collecting money from donors who are saying, we want to give money to a black male student from upstate New York who enjoys watching soccer. And they literally will say, that's the only way we're going to give $5,000 to this program. Or we're going to give $5,000 to a student who's involved in the Haitian Students Club. And that's the only way we're going to give $5,000. I donate to my school, and I give money only to the Black Student Union that helped shape my career. So we have money that we give to, you have to be involved in that club. But students don't know, because they don't always announce those scholarships. They're just there on the website that nobody knows. Mm-hmm. So I tell students once a month, go into that office and say, are you offering any scholarships?
Right.
And they'll be there.
And then for those people, I mean, we both did it. We both donated and created our own scholarships. I created one at a community college, created one at this high school. And for those people that are watching that don't know how to give back money, You can call the foundations and advancement and alumni offices at these colleges and do a $250 scholarship or a $500 scholarship to help students as well. Another misconception is that you have to finish a community college in order to transfer. That's not true. Every school is different. So, for example, in New Jersey, where I live, there's two things that I want to kind of put out there. There's two things. In New Jersey, let's say you have 12 credits in a 2.0, you can transfer into most four-year state schools. In New Jersey, excuse me, 2.5, into most state schools in New Jersey. New Jersey also has another program, and most states do have programs like this called NJ Stars, where a student maybe didn't do particularly well in their SATs, but they're in the top 20% of their, top 10% of their class. And if you're in the top 10% of your class, you go to college for free, community college. Then when you go to community college, if you get your associate's degree and you have a 3.2 GPA, you can get another scholarship to go finish your bachelor's degree at a four-year college, and that'll be at NJ Stars 2. So NJ Stars 1 is community college. You can transfer out, and then you go into NJ Stars 2. Yeah. So these are the type of programs that they have in a lot of – I just know that particular because I'm from New Jersey, but they have these type of programs within the states. So don't get too caught up saying, well, I'm top 20% of the class. I'm going to go to this big school. Yeah, you might. Your top 20% might be different from another high school, so mm-hmm. you might not get as much money as far as scholarships. So take advantage of the scholarships that you do have, maybe at that community college, and then go on and then potentially transfer and get scholarships as well. So because there's transfer scholarships too.
Yeah, as you're talking, I'm listening because we do this this project with the kids who are going into college. Like even say an associate's degree, they like have no idea. So that's traditionally 56 credits.
Right.
And then obviously a bachelor's is when you finish traditionally 120 credits of school.
Right.
That might take four or 5 years. Hopefully, right? Because it's going to cost you every time you don't. But
and on top of that, you know, after a certain amount of credits, after I think 160, I want to say, you run out of financial aid.
Yeah,
so you can just continue to go to school. They'll let you go to school. They don't care. But your financial aid you can exhaust your financial aid.
That's important. And I was going to say, like, in addition to that, like a lot, there's a misconception with community college, like you said, like after those 2 years, you transfer to a 4-year school. Like when you graduate and you go into your career, nobody's looking at like, yo, what junior college you transferred from community college. And then New York State has now, like in the past 2 years, they started the Excelsior program. So state school is also a good thing, right? If it's at least, it's less than if you went to a private school, right? So if you go to state school and you live in New York and, you know, your parents make under a certain amount of money, you can have, I think, room and board for free.
Yeah.
And tuition is lowered as well. So that's another option. If community college is like, it's not something you want to do, go to your local state school if you live in New York. And then I think the only requirement is that you have to work in the state 4 years after you however long
A lot of schools are doing, you know, if your parents make $70,000 or your household income is $70,000, you go to school for free.
Right.
That's something that's happened in New Jersey where all the community colleges will be free starting September. These are the type of programs that you should know. But most importantly, you just brought up a really good point. Understand what a public college is and a private college, right? 9 times out of 10, a private college costs more than a public college. And it doesn't mean that, and it goes back to what I said earlier, it doesn't mean that they're a better school. It's literally because they're privately funded. So it's a little bit different when it comes to how much they charge for tuition. So it's very important to know what a public college is and a private and know the difference.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, because I actually did a podcast before and somebody asked me that question and I was saying that nobody cares, like especially if you plan on getting a degree outside of the first degree. So like if you know you're going to get a 4-year degree and you're going to a 2-year school, or if you know you're going to get a master's degree, right? They only care about the last degree that you have.
True.
Right. Yep.
And that school that you went to. So very like true. Barack Obama is a perfect example. He went to his first school that he went to for 2 years is like some no-name school in California. Then he went to Columbia and then he went to Harvard after that, right? When you hear the stories, it's only that he went to Harvard Law and he graduated from Columbia. They never say the first school that he went to. It doesn't matter. But you save a lot of money, you prepare yourself, and you grow. So a lot of times, I'm not the best person to give this speech because I went to the University of Hawaii. But you might have to humble yourself and stay home, right? And learn the ropes and, you know, stay at home for a couple of years and then go out on your own. Or, you know, you might just sacrifice for 4 years, stay at home, save money, go to your local school in your area, your state school. You might not get the same joy as, you know, going out on your own and, you know, going to a crazy destination. But the grand scheme of things, it might make a lot of sense long term.
That's my story in itself, right? I stayed home. I went to school locally, right? But what I did during that time was I was able to get experience. Whereas somebody who comes out of school and is looking for experience, I already have 4 years on you. So sometimes when you go to a career or a job, it's like, yeah, you have this, but do you have the experience? Like I'm doing that as I'm going to school and obviously I don't have to pay for room and board or anything like that. So it helped in that way.
Yeah, and also look at another good point about experience. Also look at the career centers within the college. I know in my junior year, my job, my internship was also counted as credits. So it could be considered like a co-op program. So your class can actually eliminate, I mean, your job can actually eliminate you taking a certain class because the work that you're doing, the experience that you're doing is a learning experience. And then they'll give you a professor to kind of, you know, follow you along. And then you write a paper about it in the semester. And not only did you get paid to work, but you also got credits, which saved you money as well.